Bruchim Aboyim to the seventh and the continuing Shiurim on the philosophy of the Leshem, and in particular his work, the Hakdomas Ushaorim. This is the seventh lecture, and we are in Shal Gimel, and I think last time we more or less finished Perek Aleph, but in any case, let's back up a little bit and just do the last number of lines, which appear in the edition, the Hakdamos Ushaorim, Daf Tes, Amud Beis, that was page 17. Okay, after the parentheses, V'nimtza. In other words, now the Leshem is just summarizing everything he said in Perek Aleph. V'nimtza. Ki elu hagimel madregos, the three levels. Debriya yitzira asiya. Once again, these are the shalosh, three worlds of pirut. The three worlds in which there is a distinction between the... there is a dichotomy between the spiritual and physical being of Kodesh Baruch Hu, his creation. The Briya Yetzir Asira. Hine Heim Yeshnam Ben Pratius Shehu B'chol Adam. In other words, this distinction exists in every single individual person. Right? Befrat. V'heim B'klolus Shehu B'chol Olam V'olam B'fnei Atzmai. And exists B'klolus, which means every world has these three levels. For example, the Olam HaBriya has three levels of Bri Yetzirah Asiyah. The Olam HaYetzirah has Bri Yetzirah Asiyah, and the Olam HaAsiyah has Bri Yetzirah Asiyah. Or also to, equivalently, Nefesh Ruach Neshama. There was Naran and Briya, Naran Yetzirah, Naran Yasiyah. V'hem B'kloli Klolos, Shem HaGimel has Bri Yetzirah Asiyah. Or, the B'kloli Klolos, which means you have the Olam HaBriya as a whole, the Olam HaYetzirah, and Olam HaAsiyah. So in other words, we have Protus, Klolos and Kloli Klolos. Pratus is every person has Bri Yetzirah Asiyah, which is both horizontal and also, which is vertical and in terms of depth, right? That's Basa Gidim Vatzamais, Mersha Vatzamais. And whether it's vertical, which is the Rosh, the main part of the Guf, and below that. And then this Klolos, which means each world, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya, each one of these worlds is divided up into three levels. And then there's Kloli Klolos, which is Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. In other words, that's the Kloli Klolos means the primordial, the fundamental division, which we began. Ki b'kloli Klolos hava kol hakim ha'olamos yachid gamken rak Klolos paltzef ha'odom echad. So in other words, what we see over here is that even Bria, Yitzira, Asiya represent, in fact, a macrocosm of the man, which is a macrocosm. In other words, the individual person has three parts, Bri Yetzirah Asiyah. He's a microcosm of the macrocosm of Bri Yetzirah Asiyah, which is one big person. Okay? V'chein hu kol oylu v'fnei atzmai hu kiyim kol achad b'chinas koymas paltzif odem b'chol t'chunoysa. But also every world, Bri Yetzirah Asiyah, Bria contains within it Bri Yetzirah Asiyah. So each world is a person. So therefore, the three major worlds, Bri Yetzirah Asiyah, is all one person. Each world, Bri Yetzirah Asiyah, is in fact one person. There's a Adam de Bria, Adam de Yetzirah, and Adam de Asiyah. And each person is a whole world. Each person is Bri Yetzirah Asiyah. So in other words, that's very good, because it turns out is that since whatever exists beprat exists beklal, whatever exists in the macrocosm exists in the macrocosm, and whatever exists in the macrocosm exists in the microcosm. So therefore, because of this, man is at both a microcosm and a macrocosm, meaning that since man is a microcosm of the higher world, so man through his acts, the metaphysical consequences of man's acts can unite and in fact have a metaphysical effect on all of the worlds.
Pati patu refers to each individual human being?
Right, every person, right? Kol achad b'Yisrael. Okay? V'harei nivchan b'chinas Bri Yetzirah Asiyah b'chol olam gufo v'chein b'chol adam gufo k'var b'chol. Okay, now, in other words, and in fact, actually, this in fact is something which is... which you're all familiar with. Now, how are you all familiar with this? Because this is, in fact, actually the Nefesh HaChayim, right? The Nefesh HaChayim understands that, in fact, actually, what is the way in which man is able to affect the higher worlds? And man affects the higher worlds is because, in fact, and he's manifests the world because somehow man contains with him the tavness, the structure, the tzula, right, of all of the spiritual worlds. And this is the Indian fact, actually, of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rav Chaim says, I'm in Perek Dalet now, I'm on Daf Zayin in the, I call it the brown edition of the Nefesh HaChayim. And there he says on Perek Dalet Daf Zayin, Gam al Zois Yechad Leva Adam Yab HaKodesh, every person from the Holy Nation, right, he should shake from within, Shu Koilo Basav Nisai, that a person includes within his structure, Kol HaKoychas Vailam Is Kulam, all of the powers and all of the worlds, Kibosh Yisbad Mitzvah Shem Mahalo Perek Vav, like we'll explain later on in Perek Vav, and Vishal Beis Perek Hei, Shein Heima HaKodesh Vav Mitzvah She'el Yoy. In other words, actually, the Mikdash, right, in other words, the all the worlds is actually called the Mikdash HaElyon. Ve'alev shel ha'adam, and this is the gufa who klolos ha'kol. Of course, the middle of the person is actually includes everything. Neged ha'beis kodesh kadoshim, keneged ha'beis kodesh kadoshim, emtza yishuv, etc., etc. And then, of course, the Rav Shachayim, in fact, actually speaks about that if you go actually to Perek Vav, there once again he brings many Marum Mekoymes, right? He says, right, and once again in Perek Vav, right, is that Al Ikur Shal Dava Ki Yisbadis on Daf Tes Vav of the Brown Edition again. Achas Shabo Kol Olam Az Bas Al Dava Achol Ma Yisabesis Bi the Floor. Koy Basip Kol Amachli Shekol Ba Kol Tzachtzachos Eilas the Floys Vay Lomis Hechalas Al Yenu Kamu Lahem. In other words, all the powers and all the aspects of all the world are contained with person, and this is also not that's contained with him, but in fact the Tavness, the Tzua, the metaphysical Tzua and shape and form of a person, in fact, actually is a microcosm of all of the spiritual worlds. So in other words, what the Nefesh HaChaim says, B'derech HaShkafa, really, in fact, is not, in other words, Nefesh HaChaim is not saying things which sort of like, you know, sound very, very nice. But actually, what the Leshemir is doing is showing you in detail exactly, at least, you know, because there's going to be a lot more, there's going to be thousands and thousands more details in Mirta Hashem in the rest of the Sefer, but at least on a very elementary level, this triad structure, right, in fact, actually exists within each person, and that's called the Protus, and exists within each world, B'yitziyasiya, and also constitutes the macrocosm, we call it the Kloli Klolos, of the world's B'yitziyasiya. So in other words, and this is important. Why is this important? Because the Nefesh HaChaim explains this is the way in which man, through his acts, is able to have his effect in the metaphysical world. In other words, it's only if the structure of man, right, mirrors the structure of all the worlds, can in fact man, through his actions or his thoughts are also part of a person too, can they have the effect on all the worlds? So in other words, basically the anthro structure of man and the anthro structure of all the worlds makes this, I don't want to call it maybe an automorphism, maybe an isomorphism, which actually generates all the spiritual rectifications of other worlds and brings, of course, all the world to the final unity and completion. This, in fact, actually is the major claim being made here by the Lashon. Okay, fine. Now, what I want to do is, he goes on and speaks about that, right, that we spoke here about B'yitziyasi in a person. V'chein b'chol adam gufo, k'var amana ki elo gil madregis shav adam hineheim ha'neshama ruach nefesh shaboy. In other words, the B'yitziyasiya part of the person represent what you would call the vessels, the kelim, because B'yitziyasiya is somehow referred to some aspect of what's called physical form, physical shape. But however, we know that the shama, well, actually the spiritual part of a person, is also divided into three parts, which is called nefesh, ruach, and the shama. This is called naran. In other words, not only does every world, Briya, Tzira, Sira, have nefesh, ruach, neshama, and a person also has nefesh, ruach, neshama, and actually the three clothes of the worlds, Briya, Tzira, Sira, right, they in fact actually correspond to nefesh, ruach, neshama too. Briya refers to the shama, nefesh, ruach, Briya refers to the shama, Yetzira is ruach, and Asiya is Asiya. Right? Va'olim atzira hu ruach. I'm reading now the lesson. Va'olim atzira hu nefesh. Gam sheish naran b'kol echad adam b'atzmo. Right? There's nefesh ruach neshama in every person. Gam kein also amnam b'harech klal kol olim zeh k'neged zeh. Hinei nivchan kol echad gavei chaveiro. Rab b'chinas madriga achas levan. Ki klal kol olim atzira kula shi atachtoina chitzon l'kulam. Hinei nosim l'gibel chaluki yanaran shema kulam. Rab b'chinas nefesh levan. In other words, the nefesh ruach neshama in olim atzira are called nefesh ruach neshama of nefesh. Kehem rak hanaran sheba nefesh, gufa. So where we have definitely nefesh ruach neshama of nefesh. In olam hayetzira, we have nefesh ruach neshama of yetzira. And in briya, we have nefesh ruach neshama of neshama. So that's called naran de naran, right? Naran de naran is nine, right? 3, 3, 3 is 9. Rak benefesh akloli v'chol olam hayetzira akloli hu emtsoi lekulam hu kulo b'chinas ruach. In other words, Adam Yetzira is called Bechinas Ruach, and there's Nefesh Ruach Neshama of a Ruach, etc., etc. Okay, this is how the Lashon ends the first Perek. Now, this is only part of the story. Up till now, we're speaking about the spirituality which is somehow contained or somehow interwoven or, you know, part and parcel of matter. In other words, Sura, Chomer and Sura are two things which are inherent one in the other. This Sura, Chomer, Chomer and Sura. And translated into, it can be translated into what's called, you know, Neshama and a Kli. In other words, Nefesh and a Kli. In other words, the analogy to form and matter is, let's say, spiritual versus physical, or light and a vessel. However, nefesh, ruach, neshama are aspects of spirituality that are contained within vessels. It's the tzura that's contained within chomer. However, there are two levels of the man's soul, of man's spirituality, that are not contained within vessels. Okay? And these are, in fact, actually chaya yechida. It's two more levels of man's spirit, of man's spirituality, which, in fact, are not contained within somehow the physical corpus, either of man, or what you call the physical corpus of vessels, of any, or any type of what you call chayber matter. And these have a totally different... these kinds of totally different dimension, and we're going to speak about them now. This is how it begins, Perek Beis. Omnam, Masha Manu, Shechelki Atzura Hem Gimel, Hem Naran. That which we said that there are three levels of form, three levels of spirit, which are Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Hina Emes Hu Shechelki Atzura Hem Chamisha. Really, there are five levels of form. Vehem Naunachi. Naunachi refers to Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and then Chaya and Yechida. And we shouldn't think that the Naunachi, Chaya, Yechida was something which is made up by the Leshem or even made up by the Ari. But here, in fact, he's going to quote Chazal. Ukro Sha'omu Chazal, the Bereshis Rabba, Perak Yud Dalet, Simen Tes, Vehemet Vom Rabba, Perak Bey, Simen Lamed Vom. Now, Chamet Mi Chamei Shemboi Sheshlo Neshama, Neshama has five names. Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chay Yechida. Now, this is very important, Chay Yechida, because if, in fact, actually, we're limited to Nefesh Ruach Neshama, so it would come out that basically everything, you know, that there's no notion of shape and form without matter, and that all spirituality is, in fact, inherent in physicality. Of course, it's important that there be an aspect a spirituality which is not immanent, but which is transcendent. So in other words, Chaya and Yechida represent the two elements of spirituality which transcend the physical. This is, of course, of importance, as we'll see, not only specifically in the Lithuanian Kabbalah, but also, in fact, you know, for our relationship with, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God, and who, of course, has created, in addition to the three worlds of Pirot, Briyat Yasira, is also worlds of Atzilus and beyond, right? Where Iyu V'chaya V'gamei Ochad Bohim, God is one with his creation. And therefore, we have to in fact, actually describe these in terms of higher levels of spirituality, which are disassociated and disjunct from the physical world. So, first of all, the Leshem establishes that the source of the extra two levels, Chaya Yechida, is the Chazal. Ve'im be'emes b'chinas neshama. Right? Hey b'chinas neshama. So there's five levels of neshama. There's a little hay there, hovering, that was placed in here. Kol achad gavo mechaveiro. Each one higher than the other one. In other words, there's a ranking. Nefesh, Ruach, neshama, and then above that is Chaya, above that is Yechida. So in other words, basically, so the Leshem has a question. If there are really five parts of the Shema, why do we say the first there were three? So he says, right? Bishum ki mekoimo mishkadim baguf hurak gimel. I'm turning over the page to page 18. Or this is daf tes amud gimel, resh amud gimel. In other words, when we speak about spirituality, which is contained within the physical, we speak about immanent spirituality, there's three. Shem nefesh ruach neshama. In other words, because of this, the guf is divided up into three parts. In other words, since there's three levels of neshama which are imminent in the physical, so therefore there have to be three appropriate kalim vessels, right, to house these three levels of neshama. So therefore the guf is basically, in other words, so there's panimi, tichon, right, and chitzon, etc., all the levels we have. In other words, there's only room, or the physical body can only accommodate three levels of the neshama, and this connects the moyach lev and kovet, melech we spoke about previously. It says, Rabbeinu Aleshem, Chayin Yechida, loy nimzlam kelim ba'guf lizlabesh. There are not kelim, there are not vessels within the physicality that Chai Nechida can be contained within them. Because there are certain illuminations which are too bright to be housed, to be contained, to be made imminent within physicality. So he's like this. The neshama, even though the neshama is a light with respect, let's say, for example, the mayach, or example, connected, let's say, oilam abriya, or connected what's called the kli hapnimi, the neshama itself is a kli for the chaya, is a guf for the chaya. And the chaya itself is a guf and kli for yechida. In other words, this goes according to the principle of the Leshem, that basically the guf of the higher world becomes the light of the lower world. We spoke about that through his pashtus and his talkos. So what happens is that even though neshama is a spiritual light which is housed within a physical vessel, it itself, the neshama itself as a light itself, is actually a kli and a body which houses a higher level of spirituality called chaya. And chaya itself, even though chaya is the light which is contained, is spirituality contained in the relatively physical neshama, which houses it, Chai itself constitutes the body and the vessel which houses the higher level of spirituality, which is called Yechida. Okay? So in other words, basically what we're saying is that, this basically is the hierarchy of Chayma and Surah, of Guf and Neshama, which we spoke about in the earlier Sha'arim. Va'ika ki achaya v'achida hinehem en mislashim v'ika oyam v'aguf klal el Hashem rachefes al aguf v'chutz. In other words, they're outside, they're external, the physicality. Ki achaya him rachefes al hanaran shebahaguf v'ilahem v'bchinas or hamakif. In other words, the chaya is somehow called a transcendental light, to what's called the Nara, Nefesh Ruach Hashem, which are an imminent light. So the Yechida is called a Makif Lamakif. Makif means literally to surround, like you make hakafas on Simchas Torah. So what happens is, but Makif means transcendental. So therefore, Chaya is transcendental to the three imminent spiritual levels of spirituality of Nefesh Ruach Neshama, and Yechida is transcendental to the relatively imminent light of Chaya. Okay, now, Umasha Manashim is Labna Shamu Rak Haras and Lavat, Avalhem Atsum Edim is Lapshim Baguf Klaal Elahim Rab Lachinus Maki for Maki Maki. Now, eventually, like this, you might ask a question. If you say that in fact Chaya is housed within the Neshama, so it's housed within the Guf. Because since the Neshama is housed within the Guf, and Chaya is housed within the Neshama, so by the transitive law of housing, it should be that in Chaya is housed within the Guf. But that's not true. Why is it not true? Because you can't use transitive laws when it comes. Transitive laws are only good when we speak about the physical world. The fact is, what's housed in the Neshama of the Chaya is only a Ha'ara. It's sort of like a, I wonder, it's not the main illumination, but it's sort of like a, I would describe it, in other words, it's sort of like a secondary illumination. In other words, the secondary illumination, right, is housed within the Shamba, but the actual Chai itself is transcendental. In other words, so therefore, the Chaya in the Neshama and the Yechid in the Chaya are only speaking about what's called secondary illuminations. But, right? Light which is like a scattered. But in fact, the actual main body of light are not housed anywhere. They're Makif. One is transcendental to Neshama. That's Chaya. That's Makif, transcendental. And Yechid is transcendental, is Makif to Chaya. That's transcendentally transcendental. Okay, now, let's go further. Okay, so in other words, basically, now I'm just going to go and say, you know something, everything I said applies both to individual people, beprat, and also applies beklal, within worlds. It also applies, in fact, actually, across worlds. Okay, now. Okay, now. So very good. So in other words, basically what we said over here is that the klali, this, what we speak about transcendental versus imminent light, this applies on a microcosmic level, on a macrocosmic level, and a macrocosmic, macrocosmically macrocosmic level too. Okay? In other words, so on and so forth. Now, he says, now, there's a man of Shishtam, hate Suez klali, hey, Nanachi, hey, Gamkin, Shakolacham Elah, hey, hey, Kolu Gamkin, hey, hey. Okay, now, he mentioned above, which is very, very important. I skipped over it for actually deliberately. But he mentioned above, right, that in fact, the Chaya and Yechida are called Elokus. Right? In other words, that's what he mentioned above, that the, Kulam 8, that we said, the Oyam Nefrodim, Einam Elokus Klal. In other words, in the Oyam and the Frodim, there's a distinction between physical and spiritual. Okay? Which is going to mean that, in fact, actually, we'll see in a little while, that, of course, when we speak about the three worlds, B'yatzia and Asiya, there's a higher world called Atzilus, which is called Elokus. Elokus means that God is the one with his creation. In other words, there isn't anything which is distinctly physical, which is separate from the spiritual. We'll see in a little while. Now, he says, now, okay, now, remember we spoke about before, that just like there was Nefesh Ruach Neshama, there was also Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Neshama, Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Ruach, and Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Nefesh. There was Nara and the Nara. Now we're going to complicate things and make Nara Nechi the Nara Nechi. But this is not just going rehandling everything, it's going to be actually a very interesting complication and a actually expansion on the thing. Okay, so like this, we have nanachi the nanachi. We have nanachi ba nefesh, haklali, nefesh ba nefesh, ruach shebe nefesh, shama shebe nefesh, chai ba nefesh, chila shebe nefesh. V'kula mei nefesh haklali. In other words, you have nefesh and you have nanachi the nefesh. So there is that, hey bechinas nanachi ba ruach haklali, hey bechinas nanachi the shama haklali. And it's not a chid yachida. So 25. Okay. However, now it gets interesting. Up to now, basically, it's simple combinatorics. But now we're going to have different factorials. V'chein al-deo shamanu shachai yachida klolam loy nimtalam keilam baguf v'inam islam shem baguf ela shishar mirchutz v'chinis makim 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 keilam da bachai yachida apotia. Happens is, and this is here the Chiddush is just like we say that Chai Yechida, the general Chai Yechida, are transcendental and not immanent, the microcosmic, the specific Chai Yechida are also transcendental. Right? For example, For example, the Chai Yechida, a protium of every one of the Naranachi, is also transcendental. In other words, this is an incredible thing. Transcendentalism is not just sort of like, you know, this Rothko painting, one big blue and one big green on top of it. But it's actually dots. It's transcendental with an immanence. Immanence with transcendental, etc., etc. In other words, the picture now is getting extremely complicated.
And that would make Yechida the Nefesh above anything in Ruach?
We'll see in a little while. So, in other words, so we have over here, right? Kagoyin HaNefesh HaKlali. No, let's say nefesh akloli, which is mislavish in the guf and it's in the covet. Right? That which we say that the nefesh is housed in the covet of the guf or the lower part of the guf, that's only speaking about the nefesh of the shama of the nefesh. But what about the Chai Yechida of Nefesh? In other words, their secondary illumination, right, is housed in the Guf, where the Nefesh is. But the Chai Yechida, even of Nefesh, transcend the physical abode of the nefesh itself. So the Chai Yechida also of Ruach, right? And Ruach is in the lev. So what's housed in the lev? The nefesh Ruach Neshama of the Ruach, and also the Ha'aris, the secondary illuminations of the Chai Yechida of Ruach. But the real Chai Yechida, the main body Chai Yechida, right, is transcendental to the physical place which houses the Ruach. Kalder on the Shema Klali, Shumaslabish Vamoyach, Umeir Shunab Achelik Apanimi Shema Guf, also the Shema Klali, which we said is in the Moyach, in the brain. Okay? So now what do we get? We get the incredible thing. So notice, if you look at the entire body, there are six types of makifim, protium. There are six individual, specific makifim, and which is what? The Chai Yechida of Nefesh, the Chai Yechida of Ruach, and the Chai Yechida of the Shama. And Chai Yechida Shibacholach, Megimah Oires, Naran, Aklolim. Ulevad, Chai Yechida, Aklolim, Shem Kulim, Rak, Makifim, Levad. Oh, but now what do you get? What we get is like this. We get a total of 60 makifim altogether. Right? Because what you get is, for nefesh ruach neshama, each one is chayachita, which is makif and makif the makif. So there's two transcendental parts of the of spirituality within nefesh and with ruach with the neshama. There's two and six. And then of course, the chaya itself has an entire narnachi, which are all transcendental. The Yechida has an entire Narnachi, which is all transcendental. So that's 5 and 5 is 10. 6 plus 10 is what? 16. We got it right. Tezai. I know this is simple. But we're building up very, very slowly. So the 16 elements of transcendental spiritualities. And then, of course, there are 9 elements of imminent spiritualities. 9 and 16, of course, is 25, and Nanak is 25. Okay? Baruch Hashem. Okay. If this is supposed to discourage you, that might be the point. But anyway, we're building up very slowly. Now, Omnam, who? Now, says Lev Shechayim, this is in general. Now we have to get to the details. Omnam, who calls that Urak Derech Klal. Now here comes the Chiddush. Because up to now, it's sort of like a very, very, sort of like a very easy, simple function. There's 3 and 2, and there's 2 of each of the 3, and there's 5 and 5, 10 and 16. Avol Protius Hinei Misrabis Ha'oras Hananachish B'cholachad Me'apnimim V'amakifim Shemem L'Protim Rabim. But there's many, many details. Ein Cheike, you can't even fathom all the details. וכמוש יבואו בריש בדרושם בשער קודם ואין צו את איזה קיפה דיוונו או ישחס חייס בר גם כי נצס לבן בשער מבין ביזור סושר. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim says the many details we're going to speak about this, and if you're interested, really, you should in fact actually look in what I said in the Shah HaKudim in the Sefer of the Sefer HaBi'ure. Now, I'm going to speak a mitzvah about this in much more detail, but just sort of like that this doesn't get too boring, that, you know, people shouldn't, you know, think that it's just very, very lot of, you know, mathematical detail and computations. To give you an idea is, but I think that the full brilliance of this, and actually the depth of this comes out later when we get to all the details, but just sort of to give it like a little bit of an introduction, people shouldn't think. The point is that the purpose is that each element, wherever it is, somehow has to ascend and transcend. Ascend and to transcend. But transcendence is relative to where anything exists in the world, in the universe. In other words, every element in the universe, any immanental aspect of the universe, has to try to transcend. But that transcendence has to be relative to the place of immanence. In other words, something which is very imminently deep buried in physicality, it's transcendent. It has to transcend itself. But in other words, you can't expect, in other words, transcendence cannot be from zero to infinity. Transcendence has to take place in stages. So for example, something which is very steeped and deep within physicality, it has to have its relative notion of transcendence. So in other words, basically, we have to, in other words, for something to transcend is a function of where it is. Transcendence is not an absolute level of transcendence that everything ascends to, at least initially. But there has to be relative levels and dimensions of transcendence which should accommodate the different levels and hierarchies of immanence. So in other words, transcendence is a function of the relative immanence to which it connects, or which desires to ascend to it. So in other words, what the Leshem has to do is show, what does it mean for lower things to transcend relative to higher things to transcend? And of course, the Lidfisher Kabbalah is all about transcendence. For example, to give you an example that, you know, right? For example, let's speak about Litvish Tshuva. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim speaks in detail about Tshuva, the way you do tshuva in a litvisha way, right? And he speaks about this in the Shah Aleph, in the Nefesh HaChayim, right? And it begins really, I think it really begins in Parak Yud Beis. And he speaks about the fact that in other words, he speaks about over here in Yudav Yigimel Yudalit. He speaks about, in other words, the fact is that when a person does an aveira, so the tshuva is Parak Yud Zayin. It's Daf Nun Zayin in the brand edition of Nefesh HaChayim, and it's Parak Yud Zayin. Now, what's Litvish Tshuva? Now, you all who learned in yeshivas of different kinds, so what do? You do tshuva. You do tshuva is, a person looks back, he retrospects, he has a mizboinen of what he did, this is charata, hakaos hacheit, charata, the three levels of the Rambam, or what people think is the Rambam, it's really the Vidur, but it's not important. In other words, tshuva is an inward introspection by which a person examines themselves and looks to change himself. You change your inside. That's clear from the Mishnah of the Rambam, Sunder Ben Yena. You know, from Pshat of the Rambam, it's not important. Ben Yena. However, it's interesting that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Nefesh HaChayim, paints a totally different understanding of the tshuva process. You know, every level, this Nefesh Ruach Neshama corresponds to, let's say, Maisa, physical acts, Dibur, which is speech, and Machshava, which is thought. And every level has 10 levels. So Chavash explains, a person does an act, Neveira. An act which is Neveira. So what does he do? He's Poigim, in other words, somehow he spiritually pollutes the lower 9 levels. In the what's called in the realm of action, which is actually nefesh, which is actually going to be really Olam Asiyah. But the highest level of each world is really, in terms of it, constitutes the lower level of the world above it. And that he never pollutes, that he never affects. So how does a person do tshuva? He reaches up. He reaches up. Litvish tshuva is reaching beyond yourself. A person comes to yeshiva and says, Rabbi, I did a veiris. What do you tell him to do? Learn a black gemara. Mm-hmm. Learn a black gemara. Litvish tshuva. My Rosh Hashiva's wife, Rebbe Tzanyafin, used to tell me that she read somewhere, if you don't succeed at first, try for higher. I held, that's Litvish tshuva. Well, she was a yekitaka, but whatever it is. In any case, in other words, basically, how do I do tshuva? I do tshuva by transcending my avail. In other words, my avail was too small for me. So I reach out higher. When I reach out to the 10th level, what I'm doing is, I'm really reaching to the bottom level of the next world, which will either be, you know, in the case if I do an act, a physical act, so I reach up to the Elam HaDibur, Glenn Taylor. If you affect, if you pollute, you speak Lashon Hara, so you reach up to the higher level. Because you never affect the highest level of the Olam HaYetzira, or the what's called Dibur. Because the highest level of Dibur is really the interface with Machshava. So in other words, Tikkun rectification is not a cleaning out, but it's an act of transcendence. We'll speak about this. This is very, very important. However, transcendence that we see is relative. For example, if I do a act which is forbidden, I don't transcend to thought. I have to transcend to Dibur. And if I do, I speak something which constitutes a prohibition. I do an Issur and Dibur, right? So, I don't know what's higher than that, but, you know, I don't just disappear. I have to transcend to Machshava. Of course, I can't transcend to Dibur, certainly not to Asiyah. In other words, every imminence, every location of imminence has its relative transcendental realm to which it can aspire to rectify itself. And this is what's called general relativity. In other words, general relativity, the important chiddush of Einstein, kiviyachol habdal of habdalos, that the truth of space-time is that there's no points of absolute location, but there's only relative location. There's only distance between two points. So in other words, reality as a whole does not have an absolute immanence, an absolute transcendence, but rather every point of immanence has its corresponding transcendence. Now, this is an introduction to the next part here of the lesson. Okay? Now he says the following thing. So once again, the 16 general levels of transcendence. Aval, the protis, okay, now. Of course, like I said before, all of this, which we'll speak about Hashem, I don't know if we'll get a chance today, but next time we'll actually go back to the Chidushim Be'ulim of the Shara Kudim and see exactly how this fits into the entire picture and how the world was designed that man can use. This is the mechanism, the technique, right? And the apparati, by which man, in fact, actually can, you know, rectify the world. Even though we said, now, he says, you should know something. Really, what's mislavish within the goof is only two, which is nefesh and ruach, levad. See, once again, we have to have a continuum. Where's the interface? In other words, you can't divide the world into that which is completely immanent and that which is what? Totally transcendent. There has to be an interface. Just like, for example, when I spoke to you about the fact that that a person commits an act and he spiritually pollutes the nine lower levels, how does he reach up to the higher world? Because the highest world and the lowest level interfaces, becomes in one with the lowest level of the higher world. So we need an interface. This is actually the concept of Hiyuli in the Ramban. In the Ramban, the notion of Hiyuli is that there's a interface between one level and a second level. Right? Okay, now. In other words, the neshama doesn't totally dwell within, let's say, the moach, but only the lower part of the neshama dwells within the moach. The ikka levels of person, the ikka what a person is a nefesh and ruach. For the neshama, he be'emes l'mayim the gosoi. The Shem is really higher than he is. In other words, the neshama is the ladder. The lower part of the ladder is within man. But through the neshama, a man is able to climb the ladder and transcend himself. So the ladder represents this sort of like this intermediate spiritual structure. The lower part is which is the man. And the higher part reaches and connects with the higher chida, which is totally transcendental. And this is very important. In other words, most people think the neshama is within a person. Here's a person. Where's your neshama? It's inside of me. Is that really only partially true? For example, the Chaim Velasha, Nefesh HaChayim, says clearly that he brings a Gemara that compares the neshama with a person who blows air into glass. Of course, that makes sense up in the Chumash. And what's interesting is the nefesh is when the air is in the glass. The ruach is when the air is like coming in the person's nostrils. But where's the neshama? When I speak metaphorically about a person who blows air into the glass. So the ikka neshama is in the breath of the person blowing the air into the glass. So the Rav Chaim Velasha says, the Shachayim, this applies to, where's your neshama? Where is it? You have part of your neshama in you, that's the nefesh. Your power, your ability to speak is your ruach. But where's your neshama? It's in God's lungs. kiviyachal. Your neshama is outside of you. It's not inside of you. If it's inside of you, you can't grow. You just clean yourself out, but you can't grow. In order to grow, your neshama has to be beyond you. So in other words, in order for a person to be able to transcend, we need a certain type of a interface between the person and the higher world, which means we need a level of spirituality, which we're calling neshama, which is housed, the lower part of which is housed within the person, but of course, the higher parts of it is what is beyond the person, and this allows them to transcend and connect to the chayachina, which are totally transcendental aspects of man's spirituality. And that's what he says, Now this applies not to the general neshama, to the but it applies to what? To every individual. So for example, the neshama of ruach is also partially housed there only. Okay, now, all of this is easy. Mainly, that basically what we've done is that we've just explained the different levels of transcendence. I explained to you that transcendence also has a relative aspect. But now we're going to see the relativism of Asian work. This is what I promised you.
So where's the rest of the Neshama? Is it working like
it's above you, it's beyond
it's
you.
It's like the makif?
Right.
I mean,
it's a little bit like, it's not makif, but it's like, it's that house within you. Okay, now, Perek Gimel. Okay, now we are on Daf Tes, Sofer Medalet, page 18. And now we're going to speak, about this relativism. In other words, this is the, B'leshem's general relativity. Actually, the Makayres, the sources are really in the Ari, but the B'leshem is sort of making it, user friendly. Hinei amanu. Okay, now. Kiyesh nanachi kloliyim vananachi platiyim. Shalcha nanachi kloliyim vanakol kolka ganikul. Okay, now. So nanachi and nanachi. Ono hinei yesh chilo kodl vananachi kloliyim vananachi apratiyim. Ah, now we're going to come to a relative, the distinction between them. Notice I promised you it's going to be relative. You know, it's going to be a notion of relativity. Here we see the relativity. Ki ananachi kloliyim hinei aruch hanefesh hakloliyim. And the vroyim noitzim and nasim from enam elkus klal. In other words, if we take the narnachi, the most general concept of narnachi, never will shamar chayyichida. So he says, ruach and nefesh are things which are created. Three levels: the vroyim noitzim and nasim. He left out the shama here. Once again, here, because the Shema now is going to count a little bit, we're going to see the Shema is going to actually count on the transcendental side here. Ava on the Shema v'chayachida, klolim, eilu agimel hem kulam elokus gomor. In other words, the Shema chayachida are called elokus. What's elokus? Elokus means like this. This is what's called the worlds of Pirud, where the creation is separate from the creator. There's a distinction between physicality and spirituality, kiviyachal. And then, of course, there's no such thing as physicality. Now, that's the meaning, what the Sefer Yetzirah says, Iyu v'chayu v'gamayu l'chad bohim. God is at one with his creations. Now, the concept of Atzilus is very, very important. To give a little bit of a background, why is Atzilus important? Why do we need Atzilus? The question is, when a person prays, whom does he pray to? Now, if we're in rationalist philosophy, the Rambam's point of Ulchim, that's actually a complicated matter. I refer you to the first volume of Rishima, which I try to explicate the Rambam's notion of tefillah. But the fact is that in tefillah, when I give names to God, and I address God, and I give names to God, so, of course, names of God, like the Leshem itself is explained, are things which are created. I'm not speaking about the God of negative theology, which Leshem ascribes to. We're speaking about worlds that God created. So how is it possible for me to direct my prayers to God if there's a certain immanence to it? So the answer is, this is very clear, is that I direct my prayers to the world of Atzilus. And Atzilus, God is at one with his creation. So when I speak about, when I give names of God, Hakel, Agolah, Gil, Vaneira, right? These are names of God, which are worlds. But these worlds are in Atzilus, they're at one with God. So since when I pray, I daven, when I pray, I describe, I use words, names of God, powers of God, adjectives, adverbs. But the adjective adverbs are not physical, but they're actually elements in Atzilus. And since in Atzilus they're at one with the Creator, it doesn't constitute a Avodah Zarah.
There are separate elements that are at one.
Right, the elements are one. One, right? And this is, in fact, who my daven to. This is how tefillah is possible. Post-ari. This is a concept of atzilus. Now, most people understand that there's one atzilus, and then after that there's three worlds of what's called pira, bria, tzirasiya. But the fact is, we've seen, that's not true. Transcendentalism is relative. And our general theory of metaphysical relativity, or metaphysical theory of general relativity. So, the fact is that for this reason too, since the ultimate transcendence is what's called Elokus Atzilus, Elokus cannot be one hierarchy, one slab, one dimension, which exists, right, above all the worlds, because in Asiya, I can't jump over Yetzirah to get to Elokus. So what do I do? So what happens is, we have here a concept in which there's Elokus in every world. Because every world contains its transcendental element. In other words, there's going to be an Elokus in Asiya, an Elokus in Yetzirah, an Elokus in Briah.
That's not Nivra?
What?
That's not Nivra?
No. It's Elokus. It's really Elokus. Interesting, it's really a course. I once described it as like a Nivlin Elokus, whatever that is. But it's actually a course. Now, how does this work? By the way, to really explain this, it's going to be much, much deeper. This is next week we'll try to really go into the Amkus, the death of it, but let's sort of look at the outlines so we can understand. Avon Nisham V'Achayachida Kolam El Gahem Kulam Elokus Gomor Gom V'Olamas Abriya. In other words, an oilam ha'asiyah, from the shama upwards, it was from the shama, there was, you have narnachi in asiyah, which is narnachi the nefesh. The nefesh ruach is not a lakuz, but the neshama, it's the upper part of the neshama, where the lashem is work operating, and chayachida is a lakuz within asiyah. Which means, when you think about it, the picture now is not. In other words, if I can somehow explain this to you graphically, which is a little bit difficult, but I think a picture is worth, you know, not 1,000 words. It's not three slabs, but actually, Elokus goes around like this. In other words, Elokus not only constitutes the higher level, like there's a four-story building, and there's, let's say, let's call this like, there's four, and it's a square building. There's four stories and four entrances. You have four stories and four entrances, so we're going to see actually that, in other words, the Elokus is not only on the fourth story, but it constitutes, if I paint it in, it constitutes three entrance. Let's say three. I'm sorry. It's five. Four story. It's four stories, and let's call it five entrances. So it turns out the first three entrances of the first story are Elokus. The first two entrances of the second story are Elokus, and the last entrance of the third story is going to be Elokus, like this. I think we'll have to have available, let's say, pictures. That's what I'm next to. By the way, I'm going to make it three-dimensional and four-dimensional, too. This is just beginning. So like this. So it says, in Olam Asiya, from the Shamar upwards, it's Elokus. In other words, the Shamar is an Olam Atzilus. We use Baba, Bisharim, Aboyim. אבל נאלך הפרטים שיש אתם שם בנפש ורוח הכלולים, הנה יש בהם בחינה של מלוכוס, ויש בהם בחינה שאין מלוכוס. ויש חינוך בזה בין העולמס, כי בעולם מעשי הוא הלוכוס והם רואה. נאו. אוקיי? Right, the Shama HaKlolis Asher Gam B'Asir. Now let's go to the Pratim. Omnam HaNarachi HaPratim Asher Yeshtan Gam B'Nesh HaRuach HaKlolim. Yesh Gam B'Nesh, in other words, he often was speaking about the Kloli HaKlolis. In other words, the Shama, yeah. Actually, I was just given the signal, we only have 5 minutes to go. And if I start really getting into detail, then I'm sure to run over. In any case, what do we see? We see that we have things a little bit more complicated than they thought they were, but this is actually an ingenious system which is actually going to explain the overall pattern of what's called form and shape versus matter, and the general structure of spirituality. But our primitive one and two dimensional concepts of transcendence and immanence, and Elokus and Pirut, have to be radically changed. Okay? In any case, in Yirtzeh Hashem, next week we'll continue in much more detail. And until then, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim Bir HaKodesh, Kol Tuv and be well.